My name's Arnold. Cool, mate. I wasn't expecting that one. All right, let me sit back a bit. All right. My name's Arnold. I'm an addict.
Hi, Arnold.
Hi, everyone. When he was, I didn't hear none of the readings, you know. I was thinking, like, you know, this is my biggest audience to date. And it was like, you know, the hand was shaking and all that. But then people were giving me little, you know, most probably saw the fear on me and were giving me little smiles. And I felt a little bit kind of better. But I'm an addict. Took me a long time to actually admit that to myself. You know, I always said I wasn't an addict. You know, I was a drug user. You know, I was in control. Drugs were never in control of me. And I think back now, and I think, you know, it was kind of like I had to tell myself that, because the reality would have been too devastating, basically, that, you know, I was an addict. You know what I mean? My whole life was controlled by drugs. Everything I did, drugs came first. You know, and I think about that now, and yeah, it's kind of sad, really. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, that's part of my past. I started taking drugs at the age of 14. Started with drink. I was a Cinzano and martini drinker. I used to chore it out of my old man's drinking cabinet and then, you know, do the usual and fill it up back with water and all that game. So, yeah, you know, it's kind of sophisticated 14-year-old, I suppose. Oh, that's what I thought. You know, moved on to lager and all that stuff. And, you know, all the stuff I saw my friends doing, all the stuff I saw. I don't know, I looked at the older boys and, you know, they had girlfriends and they had nice clothes and they had this and they had that. And they were using drugs and they were drinking. And I thought, right, well, you know, if I drink and I take drugs, maybe I'll get a nice girlfriend, maybe I'll get this, maybe I get that. So bang, I jumped straight into it. Do you know what I mean? You know, initially I took drugs because I was curious. You know, I had this great motto of I'll try anything once. But as we know, one is never enough. So I just continued to use. And it went on natural progression, you know, puff, acid, pills, all the usual caper. Until I got up to heroin at around the age of 22. And to me, I had found my drug. That was my thing. You know, one thing I realized with drugs is that it made that voice in my head that little bit softer. That voice that told me that, you know, I was a mug and nobody liked me and da 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 da. The more I used, the less I heard that voice. So I made that connection quite quickly and basically used to get rid of that voice. And when I found Smack, it really quietened that voice. So to me, you know, I'd found what I'd been looking for and continued to smash that. It progressed to the point where, you know, I was kind of asked to leave the family home. All my brother and my sisters had left before me because really they couldn't take being around me and living with me. It was just me and my mum left, and it got to a point where she couldn't handle it either. So there I was out on my own, and things just went from bad to worse. You know, ended up homeless and all that madness, you know. Convincing myself that I would get clean tomorrow. And it would never happen until I eventually ended up. I did eventually end up in treatment, and I wasn't there for the right reasons. Basically, I wasn't there for me. I was there because my family had decided to practice tough love. You know, my mum somehow found out about FA, which really kind of put a spanner in my work, so to speak. You know what I mean? manipulating her for money became a lot harder, and stuff like that. So it was like, all right, maybe I'll try and do something, or let them see I'm doing something, get them back on side. So I ended up in treatment, and all the way through treatment, I was just waiting to get out so I could use, basically. And as soon as I was allowed out, unsupervised, that's what I did. I used. But on that relapse, there was a lot of shame and a lot of guilt, because my family had seen me back to what they perceived as the normal Arnold. You know, I had weight on me. I was looking well. I was looking clean. And, you know, within a short period of time, I was back worse than what I'd ever been. So I decided I wasn't going to come back to London. I was up in Bristol. So I decided to stay up in Bristol, where everything just went mad. You know, I ended up in the prison system for the first time in my life. You know, I was about 30, 34 at this point. You know, I was in and out of jail, hospital, and sleeping rough, you know what I mean? Slept in that period of my life, you know, I slept everywhere apart from in a bed and in a house, basically. You know, it was like that. It wasn't glamorous at all. And just continued to use, basically, to block all that kind of stuff out. Eventually, I ended up being hospitalized with a heart infection, which I'd got due to my drug use. And still I couldn't stop using. Doctor would tell me that I was a week away from dying, and still all I wanted to do was use. And as soon as I got the opportunity, again, that's what I did, I used. You know, I'm the kind of person, it didn't matter what or why I used. You know, I used because my eyes were open, basically. You know, I woke up, so I used. That was it, because I didn't like doing life straight. To me, it was a lot less stressful if I used. So that's the kind of person I was. If I, you know, a medical problem or not, I was going to use. Close to death or not, I was going to use. The concept of being clean didn't occur to me, because to me it was like clean for the rest of my life, and I could not envision that. You know, I thought, you know, I'd get clean for a short period of time, then I can go back to using, because that's how my life had become. It was in prison, get fit, get healthy, come back out and use a bit more, and back and forth like that. You know, we used to look at jail, we used to call jail like a holiday camp, health spa, because we'd go in, we'd get free meals, you know, you'd get the chance to go to gym, which, well, I never really done. I just sat on my bed and waited for them to let me out so I could get back to it, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that's how we viewed it. That's how it was. So all I was thinking was, right, I let the hospital get me back on my feet, and I'm out, and I'm back, and I'm at it. And they got me back on my feet, and I went out, and I got back at it. But this time I came back to London, and it made it a little bit harder, because, you know, back in London, my family were here, people I grew up with were here, people that I'd used with that were now clean were here, and I would see them in Camden. You know, I'd be running around doing what I was doing, and I'd come past them at the Buck Street meeting, and they'd be saying things to me like, "We've got a chair upstairs for you." And I'd be thinking, well, you know, you best to keep that for someone else, because I really ain't going to be making use of it. And just carrying on, but they constantly would be telling me when I'd see them. You know what I mean? I'd try and hide from them and all that stuff, but, you know, when you're 6'5", it's really hard to kind of hide from people that know you. But yeah, I carried on and carried on. And I'd been told when I was in hospital that if I carried on using, I would get this infection again. And it would most probably be a lot worse than the first time. But I didn't hear that. Obviously, you know, all I was hearing was la 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 la, you know, I'm going out and I'm doing whatever. And eventually that's what happened, ended up back in hospital. This time, my using gave me the beautiful gift of a heart infection, lung infection, chest infection. And this time, you know, I was in trouble. And I knew I was in trouble, but still I continued to use. Cut a long story short, I ended up having open heart surgery, and that's where something clicked. Do you know what I mean? People were coming up and visiting me and telling me I needed to have a bit of faith and telling me that maybe I could do this. And seeing that they had done it, people I knew, people that had used like me and used with me, were now clean. So I took that leap of faith. And I put the drugs down and came into Narcotics Anonymous, into this fellowship, and engaged in this program. I look back now, you know, it's the best thing I ever did. At the time, I thought I was like signing my life away. But as I say, it was the best thing I ever did. From a person who never thought he'd ever get clean, who thought he was going to die a junkie, you know, I sit here now 18 months clean, and it's the longest period I've had clean since the age of 14. It's massive for me. You know, I came in here, I sat down, and I listened, and I heard sense. You know what I mean? For a long time, the shit that I was hearing in crack houses, which I thought was sense, I know now was bollocks. You know, all that fantasy madness. In here, I heard sense, you know. I heard people dealing with life on life's terms. And I said, hold up, you know, maybe I can do that. Because I had so much self-doubt. But, I don't know, people gave me strength and when I didn't have strength in myself. People gave me love when I didn't have love for myself. You know, people had faith in me when I didn't have faith in myself. And all that stuff has helped me get to where I am today. You know, when I first came in, I stuck to people like glue, to the point where, I thought they was going to tell me to do one, because I was just, you know, I was just on them. Even though I didn't want to be, I knew that I wanted to stay clean, and I couldn't trust myself to be on my own. So I stayed close to the fellowship. I heard in these rooms to stay close, stay in the middle. If you're at the edge, you've got a chance of falling off. And I didn't want to fall off. You know what I mean? I ain't got the energy to do the life that I used to do anymore. You know, I believe strongly, yeah, there's another relapse in me, but I'm too scared that I will not get recovery again. And that's what kind of keeps me coming back. You know, I come to meetings on a regular basis. I found someone who was willing to take me through the steps. And I did it, even though I didn't want to, you know, just because really I'm a lazy person, basically. And that's why I didn't want to. I wanted it all to just fall in my lap. And I realized that it ain't going to be like that. You know, I have to put in a bit of work and meet this guy halfway. But I'm glad I did that, because it has changed me, and I believe it has changed me for the better. I've got a lot of gratitude for this fellowship. It's definitely made my life a lot better. You know, I haven't got loads of material and external things, but what I have got is I've got a bit of peace of mind today. You know, my head's that bit clearer today. You know, I don't have to worry about police picking me up and stuff like that. You know, I was thinking the other night, you know, sitting, being caught on the back stairs and being dragged into the station and the desk sergeant, like, you know, So what is it now? What have you brought him in here for now? And the copper turning around saying, like, you know, well, we caught him on the back stairs with a basic tex and an 80-month key ring in his pocket. Do you know what I mean? Oh, we told you about that, son. You know what I mean? That ain't going to happen. You know what I mean? That stuff happens when I'm on those stairs with drugs. Do you know what I mean? That is not going to happen today. And it's great. You know, to the newcomer, I would say basically what I did. I came. I just kept turning up. I didn't know no one. I was full of fear. But slowly, I got to know people. Slowly, the fear went away. Comes back every now and again. But, you know, I'm only human. It's going to happen. Yeah. I don't know, I suppose I'm going to leave it there. But, yeah, I'm still shaking, funny enough. But, yeah, I'm glad I came and I'm glad I've done it. Because if I didn't, I'd be sitting at home saying, I wish I would have done that chair. God. And that voice would have started, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's all good today. And, yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Alan.